This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own talent.
Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, a podcast where we answer all your money and investing questions. If you've joined us for the very first time, a huge welcome. We strongly recommend that you scroll up and start at episode one. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you?
Very good, Bryce. Good to be back in the studio for 2024.
Yes.
Some say it's self-indulgent to start the working year in mid-February, but I say it's pretty good. So we've just come off our Get Started Investing summer series, six episodes as we took the steps on our journey to financial freedom, ultimately ending in our conversation around financial independence, retire early, aka FIRE. We'll get to that and what we're thinking about it now. But before then, how was your summer?
Summer was great. I spent some time down in Victoria with my family for Christmas. I spent some time in the Hunter Valley with some of my wife's friends, which was really nice. And then I spent some time in Sydney doing a whole bunch of DIY.
Nice.
Thinking that I was Scotty Cam preparing for application for the block.
Okay. God, I would pay so much to see you and Ham do the block together.
Oh, it could end us. I reckon we'd be decent at it. We'd be better at it than if we went on Survivor, I think.
Yes.
Because you can't.
You guys
you can't
would
get
be bad at
out.
Survivor because you would think you know everything and you wouldn't listen to Ham and that would frustrate Ham.
On Survivor?
Yeah.
I actually think if I went on Survivor, I would get so hungry, I'd become delusional. I don't
you
know how
don't
they do it.
Do well with hunger.
No way. Yeah. No way. Way too emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just don't honestly know how they do it. No sleep, no food, and you just got to think your way through it for 7 weeks or whatever. Yeah. It's like, anyway, that's why I don't think I'd go well on Survivor.
Okay, there you go.
A lot of things I've been considering over summer. And how was yours? You had a very exciting summer.
I did. I had a big summer. I settled on our apartment and we settled on our apartment and we moved in, which was really exciting.
Nice. Any DIY?
No, only professional.
Nice.
Yeah. We're trying not to do anything for sort of 6 months. We'll live in it and
get the vibe.
Yeah. But we also got engaged.
Congratulations.
So, yeah,
very exciting.
Very exciting. Yes. Yeah. So big summer. Yeah, that's
huge year coming up.
Big year.
Married within 12 months.
Married within 12 months. Yeah.
Nice. That's a way to do it.
Yeah. So yeah, really, really great summer, really exciting year ahead. And a very exciting year ahead for Get Started Investing as well. Never been a better time to start investing.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Markets are ripping. So, before we get into it, all of that, we must say that while we are licensed, we're not aware of your financial circumstances. So, any information on this show is for entertainment and education purposes. Any advice is general. And to Ren's point about this being a big year for Get Started Investing, we want to hear from you and bring you on the show to answer your money and investing questions throughout the year. We've got the $100 challenge that will continue. We want to hear your ideas on how you can save or earn an extra $100 a month. And we've got an episode coming up in a few weeks' time where we'll kick it off. But if you have a question, hit us up at equitymates.com/contact. You can either leave us a voice message and we'll play it on the show. You can come onto the show and we can chat to you live, or you can just send us an email. But we'd love to hear from you. Anything money related, and we'll do our best to answer it. And if we can't, we'll get a professional to do it.
Yes. All right. Well, I think today we wanted to start the year by talking about how we're going to invest for 2024. But before then, I want to sort of pick up the summer series that we've just finished. In the last episode, when we were speaking about the FIRE movement, you said it was like your quote was like it's dangerous or something.
Yeah.
So after, I'm sure you've listened back to the series and reflected on it. Where's your head at around the FIRE movement now?
Well, firstly, the series is going gangbusters. So thank you to everyone who's listened. Mm. And if you haven't and you've just joined us, we do say go and listen to the very first 12 episodes. Then I would suggest coming to the most recent 6 because it's been an awesome series. That's going to be confusing.
I'm just laughing at how you'd navigate that. Yeah.
But anyway, you figure it out. On reflection, have my views on FIRE changed? No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I think as we've said in the series, there's many concepts and principles that we can take from the FIRE movement and that I do firmly believe in, but I think there are still elements of it that suit some people. But I think that finding a number for me is the sticking point. And living a life that is sacrificing the here and now for longer term, that's sort of where I find it can get a bit unstuck for me.
It's like non-stop fire, like an unextinguished fire is the kind of mentality that you have where it's like all of the principles and habits when it comes to growing your wealth, you fully embrace.
Yes.
But there's no end point for you. It's an unextinguishable fire.
Yeah.
It's the Olympic flame that forever burns.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great analogy. I'm not seeking a number. I'm just seeking to maximize growing wealth as best as I can right here.
To the day you die. And I'm never going to enjoy it.
Well, I know that it will get to a point in my life where I can say, I now have an egg big enough to support what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like we said it in the series, we can literally invest our way to become millionaires.
Yeah.
That for me is the exciting part. And whether that comes in 20 years or 40 years, so be it. But I think for me, it's just actively putting strategy and consistently doing it right here, right now, and for the next 40 years.
Yeah.
Best I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you changed your view? You didn't have quite a strong view as
well. I think I generally align with you. But for me, like FIRE is I think where my mentality is now, you know, we've just settled on this apartment. There's a 30-year mortgage there. I'm obviously want to have kids. I want to have kids at some point. And I want to, you know, I'm obviously investing in the stock market and ETFs and the like. And so for me, it's just like, I don't see a world where I retire early, but I love the idea of reaching that FIRE number or that FIRE stage where I'm good.
Yeah. Safety.
Yeah. I've got
security.
Choice.
Yeah.
I can do what I want to an extent, knowing that I'll still need to work.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
Flexibility.
Yeah.
Flexible FIRE.
Nice.
So I guess the question is, you said there we can invest our way to becoming millionaires.
Yeah.
So the question is, how are you approaching that in 2024?
So 2024 for me is not going to be too much different to 2023, which was sticking to a very consistent core and satellite approach.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be a little bit more active in the satellite side of things than I was in 2023, but I'll get to that.
And I think for people who are new to the show, just quickly recap what a core and satellite approach is.
A core and satellite approach is a way that you can build a portfolio and structure a portfolio where a major part of your portfolio, in my case, about 80%, is invested in global, low-cost index funds that give you exposure to many different geographies, many different industries, and some of the largest companies in the world. And you just consistently build the core foundation of your portfolio around that.
Yeah. And these are the structure of these funds is such that you should never need to sell them. Like that you don't need to buy and sell at certain times. You can just continually put more and more money into them. They are rebalanced over time. And so you don't need to worry about that. And it's like it's a set and forget and keep investing approach.
Yeah. And I think importantly, when we say index, it's not to get confused with ETFs, so to speak. It's not thematic. Like, I'm not going after marijuana ETFs or tech ETFs. It's just the big indexes across the major global economies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't, the ETF thing there was a bit confusing.
It's confusing because you are investing in ETFs, but they're index ETFs rather than thematic ETFs.
Or actively managed.
Or active ETFs. And there's heaps more active ETFs coming to market this year. So, not all ETFs are the same.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So, and then satellite is just your investments where you try and make a bit more money. You might be buying and selling more frequently. They might, maybe individual stocks.
Yeah. My time horizon in some instances for the core portfolio, it's not like I'm going to put this in a drawer for 40 years.
Yeah.
It's, this might be something that I can see playing out over 5 years or 10 years, but it's not something that I'm going to set and forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So core and satellite approach, how you, of the money that you have left over after you've, you know, paid your mortgage and covered your expenses, how are you splitting that money between your core and satellite this year?
So as I said, roughly 80-20.
Okay.
So the way that I do it is 80% goes into an Aussie ETF, an Aussie index ETF, a US index ETF, and then I've got a Asia ETF and a European ETF. And so it goes into those four.
Yep.
Then I have a little bit left over that sits in my brokerage account that I don't automatically invest, but when an opportunity comes up, I will invest in it. Any spare cash that I get as well, I will allocate in the same way. If a tax return comes in, I'll say 80% of that is going to get split to my ETFs.
Yep.
And then 20% I'll sit in and use that when opportunities come. For example, you might be really interested in what's going on with the obesity drugs at the moment, Novo Nordisk, Eli, whatever, or you might want to get a bit more exposure to some of the tech players. That's where I start deploying that money.
Nice.
If managed funds pop up as well, like what is not in my core are emerging markets and small caps and those sorts of things. And so I think there's obviously an opportunity in that space, and that's where I'll start putting my satellite exposure.
Yeah.
So it's pretty simple. The way, what I love about it is the whole thing is automated, as we've spoken about on the show. I don't have to think about it. Every fortnight, money goes into the account. That money is then distributed into the ETFs every fortnight. Done. Don't need to think about it. I get a nice text message saying that you've just bought all these ETFs.
Nice.
And away we go.
Sweet.
Stress-free.
Great.
So, Ren, really interested to hear how you're approaching 2024. Before we do, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Get Started Investing. We're talking about how we are approaching our investing for 2024. We've covered core and satellite. So how are you breaking down yours?
Yeah, so similar to you, core and satellite, I guess, is the starting point. And the core investments are, I'm probably not 80-20. I'm probably, what would I be? I'd be like two-thirds, one-thirds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not too far off. Two-thirds to core, and that is automated. You know, when I get paid, it gets automatically transferred and automatically invested. So, and then into five global ETFs. So, VAS, Vanguard Australia for Australia, IVV, iShares S&P 500 for America, H-Euro, BetaShares Europe ETF for Europe, FTSE 100, the much unloved UK market gets a bit of a run. And then finally, Vanguard Asia. So for me, that gives me global exposure across those five ETFs. The important thing to stress is if you want global exposure, but you don't want to buy five ETFs, you can just do it through one ETF. Mm. We actually wrote a whole book about it. Don't stress, just invest wherever good books are sold. But an ETF like VDHG, Vanguard Diversified High Growth, gives you global exposure.
Yeah, that is your one stock portfolio.
Yeah. Now, all those ETFs I shared, you know, not advice. That's just ETFs that work personally for me. but they can be the starting point for your research. Automated investments into those. And then I have an automatic transfer of a little bit of money that I transfer into another savings account, which is just, it's like for my investing. And then that's really my satellite investments. And then when the mood strikes or when something interesting, I see something interesting, that's sort of the pot of money that I can then invest from.
Yeah.
So there's no like schedule for me for that. It's like, oh, I've been doing some work and I found something quite interesting and I'm going to make an investment.
Yeah.
Or like crypto's about to rip. Let's put it in that.
Let's sell everything and put in crypto.
And so that for me, I've tried to set myself up so I'm not constantly like, oh, do I have the money to make another investment? I've got like a pot of money that is ready to go that sits outside my, I guess like my good money habits, my like saving and investing and mortgage and all that stuff. Yeah.
I think the beauty of automating it as well is that you don't have to go into the brokerage account and see your pool of money and be tempted not to do it.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, the market's kind of dropped recently, maybe I'll just hold out, or it's at all times highs, maybe I'll hold out. It's just going to do it for you and you're not going to have any emotional attachment to it. And when you do log into your brokerage account and see any sort of pool of cash available, you know the purpose of that.
Yeah.
And you're not going to disrupt the dollar cost average process that you've been doing. So I think that's really important.
Yeah. So I think if people have just joined us for the very first time with this summer series that we've just done, then you know, when you first learn about investing and you sort of understand that it doesn't take a lot to become a millionaire, you know, it takes time, but, you know, building those small habits today and getting started with small amounts of money can really grow into something meaningful.
Mm.
You know, over the course of this year, we're going to be doing the $100 challenge, where the premise is $100 invested every month for 40 years gets you $350,000 at the market's average return.
Mm.
And so, you know, if you start putting more than $100 a month in, the numbers start to grow really quickly.
Mm.
But what it requires is that 40-year period of consistency and good money habits. And so the initial excitement is great, but where the rubber hits the road, I guess, and where, you know, what we hope we're going to achieve comes not from the initial excitement, but like the ongoing good habits and discipline.
Yeah.
And so it's not sexy. It's not always that exciting. Sometimes it feels quite repetitive, but it's important.
Yes.
Just consistently dollar cost averaging into broad-based market ETFs, having a little bit of money that, you know, gives you that excitement, but also gives you a chance to try and beat the market and make more money, and just doing it.
Yes.
Again and again.
Yes.
And again.
Get excited. We can be millionaires. We can be millionaires with like no degree in finance, no training in investing. Mm. No MBA, whatever, you literally have the opportunity to invest your way to become a millionaire. Yep. So that's going to be and has always been the overall concept of Get Started Investing. As we said at the top, though, if you do have any money-related questions or investing questions, please send them through and we will answer them throughout the year. We should also say that we love your feedback and it does have a material impact on the way that we create our content and build our shows. So if you can take 10 minutes to complete the community survey, you'll find a link in the show notes. And if you do complete it in full, you'll go in the running to win $500.
Yeah. And $500 compounded at 10% a year over 40 years.
Is a shitload.
I actually don't have that number in front of me. But yeah, kickstart your investing journey by completing the Equity Mates community survey.
That's it. Well, it's great to be back in the studio. Great to be back with you. And a big welcome to everyone who has joined us over the summer. Stick with us throughout the year. Keep the questions coming and we'll pick it up next week.
You have been listening to an Equity Mates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services License 540697.